Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
All right, my precious audience. We are going to address a very important topic, which is the challenge of the unreached people. Unreached people groups. But let me start by giving you wonderful news. We are living in a very exciting times. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. Let me prove it to you. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. In the past few decades, in China, Christians grew from 1 million to 100 million. Nepal, in 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct people group. Now, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them, Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. And of course, Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. Our goal as Christians must be establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread, but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often spread within community where relevant churches do exist. Okay, are you still with me? Are you focusing with me? It's very important. But the gospel and Christianity does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between people. Okay? Especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. So, the point here is extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Okay? Again, maybe I should repeat this. This is very important, the foundation of our topic. We must pray that God will use us to establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread within a people group, but does not easily jump from one people group to another. Christianity often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump cross-cultural boundaries between people. especially if there are barriers created, for example, by hate or prejudice. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Okay. When believers reach out to their friends and relatives or others within their own culture, this is the most effective type of evangelism. Yes, of course. However, even if all the members of every church in the world were able to bring every one of their friends within their own culture to Christ, and they are in turn were able to bring all their friends to Christ, and so on, no matter how much time you allow, there would still be a huge number of people cut off from the gospel. They would be isolated by boundaries of prejudice and culture. Once the church is established within a people group, Christianity often spread rapidly. Christians can easily influence their near neighbors, those language and culture they understand. Religion is often closely connected with cultural identity. Religious beliefs do not easily transfer from one group to another. Of course, it is easier to serve in our own culture and evangelize people that live in communities that has many churches, like America. But the great need is, are you paying attention? To send more missionaries to areas, to places, to people groups where no church exists. And they call these people unreached people groups. I learned that from missiologists, wonderful missiologists in America and in many parts of the world. So now there are two kinds of missions. One, seeking initial breakthrough to cross or jumps the boundaries to bring about, produce gospel movements for the first time. Tan-tan-tan, very exciting. Two, the second kind of mission is continuing the ongoing, the growing spread of the gospel. Huh? Did you get that? I hope you were listening. Two kinds of missions. One, seeking initial breakthrough to cross or jumps the boundaries to bring about gospel movements for the first time. The second kind of missions is continuing the growing spread of the gospel. Okay, when we talk about unreached groups, you might be wondering, what is a people group? Okay, it is a significantly large group of individuals who perceive themselves to have a common affinity for one another. Because of their shared religion, language, ethnicity, residence, occupation, or class. Affinity means natural personal attraction. Okay? That's what defined a people group. An unreached people group is commonly misunderstood to be any group of individuals that has not yet heard the gospel. However, an unreached people group is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. They have less than 2% of evangelical Christians. So, God wants us, you and me, and our fellowship to establish a viable indigenous church in every people group. Viable means growing on its own. Indigenous mean not seen as foreign. A church means worship, Bible study, evangelism. And I want to remind you of the beautiful parable of 99 secure sheep and the one lost sheep. God wants us to go help the one lost sheep enjoy his love and salvation. But we need to find that one lost sheep. That's why we are talking about the unreached people groups. Okay. And of course, you remember that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." My brothers and sisters, God is primarily in the business of expanding the reign of his kingdom and conquering Satan. Make no mistake about it. God desires to use you and me and our pastors and our Christian leaders to expand his kingdom. And of course, we know from Ephesians 6 that we fight not against flesh and blood. We don't fight against humans, but against Satan and his spiritual forces of evil. It is exciting that God is inviting you and me to join him in his battle against Satan, to set people free from his captivity. Yes, and I am emphasizing you and me. I am talking to average Christians that working Monday to Friday or maybe even the weekend. I am not talking only to pastors, even though they are included. But remember, our pastors are busy doing so many wonderful things and teaching the Bible and, you know, so many things. So we need to do our part in helping our fellowship, Christ's church, and helping our pastors to do the work that God desires to be done. Because we know by God's Spirit and grace, we labor to break down the strongholds of God's enemies. We must press forward as average Christians and as fellowships. Missions is still an act of faith and obedience. Remember, don't rely only on your pastor or the leaders in your church, because God might use you to do something that they are unable to do because they are doing many other good things. I want to pay your attention that the task of identifying and penetrating the remaining unreached people groups still lies before us. However, the good news is we are within range of penetrating every people group on earth with the light of the gospel. It's exciting. We're getting closer. And I want to remind you of some of the wonderful words Apostle Paul said, Romans 15. My ambition has always been, Apostle Paul said, to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard, rather than where a church has already been started by someone else. I love it. Unreached people groups was on the heart of our wonderful Apostle Paul. Who are the unreached people groups, huh? I am testing you. They are those groups that have only few Christians who are unable to substantially spread the gospel. Okay? We desperately need the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, for sure, to be able to establish a church movement within each unreached people group. And when we do that, when we establish a church movement within a people group, that is called messiological breakthrough. Exciting! Messiological breakthrough. Now, people groups, I want to make the picture more clear. They can be Afghani people who live in Fremont, California, if they don't have an Afghani church among them. I want you to see the picture clearly. God wants us to evangelize every ethnic group that does not have a viable church among them. Okay. Now, you might wonder, how can God use me? Well, the sky is the limit. Of course, you are going to walk with God by faith in obedience. Wait for God to speak to you how He desires to use you. God can use your technical skills, financial support. You know, we always pray that God will send our ministry American Christians that can help our ministry share Jesus effectively with unreached Muslim people groups. Well, the evangelical leaders and pastors in America, I want you to know that, receive billions, trillions of dollars in donations. They have technology, manpower, they have everything they need. And the task of the remaining unfinished, task of reaching all the unreached people groups is small when you compare it with the rich resources God gave to His church in America today. So, what are you saying, Sammy? I am saying we need to realize, feel the urgency, become aware of what's happening in our world, have a vision, resolve, obedience to Christ. We need to serve together today for the sake of the kingdom of God. Not just focusing on our own small ministry and not focusing on our comfort, business as usual, but we need to find out what God wants us to do and join forces and serve together for the sake, not the sake of our own ministries, but for the sake of expanding the kingdom of God. Why? Because this is a great commission. I know you know that, but I have to remind you what Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, not only in America, not only in Europe, but in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Surely I am always with you to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, the word of Jesus that Jesus used for all nations means all ethnicities, all languages. Jesus gives us confidence that the task of world evangelization will eventually be completed. We know that. It will happen. It's just a matter of who God is going to use. Is God going to use you and me, or he's going to use somebody else? Because remember, in Revelation 7, we read that people in heaven came from every nation, every tribe, every language. So God is going to do it.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Now, before I end my program, I want to mention to you that I would love to speak at your fellowship to further motivate the believers to love their neighbors and love their enemies and equip the believers to share Jesus effectively with them, including with Muslims. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. I will make every effort to go to as many churches as possible and share from the 40 years of experience and education that God gave me with your fellowship. We are out of time for today. We will continue the topic of reaching the unreached people groups next time. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.